Gunmen fired on a worship service in a church in central Nigeria, killing at least 19 people, including the pastor, and wounding several others. The attack targeted a Deeper Life Protestant church in Kogi State, about 250 kilometers southwest of Nigeria's capital, Abuja. The Archbishop of Abuja, John Anayakan, spoke to Vatican Radio about the attack.
This has happened in the middle of the country, in the state of Kogi, just very close to the confluence of the River Niger and Benue, south of Abuja. So we are not talking now of an attack in the far north of Nigeria, but rather in the middle of Nigeria. We should also note that Okene, where this thing happened, is a town that is predominantly Muslim, which means that Islamic currents will also be strong in Okene. But it also means that the Islamic community in Okene must do something about this and make sure that they identify those who are responsible for this, and so that they can be properly eliminated. The whole question is goes beyond religion, because there is the aspect of security. It is not possible that we religious leaders should go and buy arms or train soldiers that will protect us. We have to rely on the state to protect us and to do its duty. The Nigerian state has been trying, but not enough. But there has been an improvement in its approach to the insecurity situation we have on ground. Finally, it is especially for those who are listening to us, who are living far from Nigeria. This matter is not a matter of religion alone, even though it has a religious dimension. There is also the political dimension. People who are engaged in a political agenda, but it's a political agenda that they find it easy to camouflage in religious terms. This political dimension still needs to be properly and clearly addressed, this time also by the government. We ask our listeners, those who are listening to us, especially our Christians and Catholics, to continue to pray for us so that our faith may be strong, because with a strong faith, we can always continue to practice our faith, even though there are dangers. The dangers are not norm everywhere. These are sporadic attacks and such that can hardly ever be predicted. You don't know where they are going to attack next, and it is not possible to stop every possible attack. But when it comes, we thank God that people will be in line with their God. That is all we can say for the moment. We hope that this matter will pass sooner than later. Continue to pray for us.